Good afternoon, Daniel, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Really appreciate your time as always. Firstly, this morning, you took part in a new marketing campaign that was called Bloom.
That's right, Daniel. The tulips are just about ready to bloom. In fact, there's plenty of them out at the moment. There's 50,000 bulbs that have been put in, which is around the same number that they do have. Been going since 2003, and they look magnificent. So restrictions easing as they have this week couldn't have come at a better time. And with school holidays and people to be able to move around in central regional Victoria, there's plenty to see with our tulips and online as well, Daniel. So they're actually doing virtual pictures
yep.
In the gardens there, and they've got cameras set up, and they were running around this morning doing those, and it just looks beautiful.
I must admit, driving past this morning, it did look pretty nice. I look forward to seeing it up close and personal, hopefully over the weekend, but certainly online as well. That is the new program there called Bloom, which makes perfect sense, doesn't it, when you're talking about flowers. Opening up of facilities, obviously the announcement from 11:59 on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, things could open. I find it pretty ironic that the Premier came out last night and says you can go to the pub, you can do what you need to do, hospitality businesses open up. Everyone thought, great, we'll go and have somewhere to dinner, and it rained.
Yeah, I know.
But there's plenty of time, though.
There is. And look, yesterday morning here in Bendigo, it was amazing to see how many people were out and about.
Yep.
Lots of, cars driving through town, lots of cafes with people sitting outside. I think at the city with the concierge business concierge desk, Daniel, there's been over 50 hospitality businesses ringing through. Because the city are trying to streamline and reduce that red tape for businesses to be able to expand their outdoor dining. They want to talk about extending their red line for their alcohol, serving of safe alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So the city are asking people to ring 5434 6000. And as I said, over 50 calls pretty much immediately.
Wow.
From Heathcote to Elmore to Bendigo, Kangaroo, Eagle Hawk, everywhere. People are pretty excited, and there's mock-up pictures of what's been displayed during the week in some of the media outlets of what Bull Street might look like, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to be really innovative, Daniel, about how they can open up their outdoor dining.
Yeah, it is exciting times over the next week or so to try and get those restaurants and the hospitality sector, and even our hotel motels, getting people to, make those bookings. It's just been a blessing when the Premier said that we can open in regional Victoria. I know I've got friends in Mildura who are so happy because they've been in the same situation as what we have here in Bendigo, in Sale, et cetera, et cetera. But they haven't had cases up there, so they're very happy to be opening up. So good news for regional Victoria. Mayor, the City of Greater Bendigo obviously have adopted the new reconciliation plan for 2021 to 2025. What's been the changes from the previous plan? Has there been any changes, or has it just been a straight rollover?
Oh, no, not a straight rollover. So there's been more detail put in there and more looking at what we can do in terms of working much more closely with our First Nations people,
yep.
Looking at the economic outcomes that can happen there too in terms of, employment and, contracts that happen under the procurement policies that we have, but also around enabling more things to happen from an arts and cultural point of view as well, Daniel.
Yep.
So, yeah, I would went out for consultation, and we did have a number of people come back and put that feedback in. And, we're really looking forward to the opportunities of what might present itself in that reconciliation plan. As I said, it's for a number of years, and we'll be working, the council will be working really closely with the First Nations people. And I would really suggest, if anyone's interested, to go onto the city's website, and you'll be able to get the details from there. But it's certainly around the opportunities that are there in economic output,
yep.
Employment output, cultural and arts, and, really understanding how our city and our First Nations can work more closely together.
And you've also adopted a revised precinct structure plan. Can you tell us more about that one?
Yeah, that was at Maiden Gully, and that went through on Wednesday night as well. So that work's been going on in the Maiden Gully precinct, I think, really since about 2013. Wow. So there's an updated version, and there was also the developer contribution plan that's part of that as well, and a community infrastructure levy is part of that too. So a number of our growth areas, as they're starting to grow even more, you know, the costs associated with new roads going in, new intersections, new community facilities and so on. So when developers open up parcels of land, you know, there's a developer contribution that needs to be part of that. And that levy will be there for a reserve to happen so that those works can occur with drainage and all of the infrastructure that needs to happen with new development. But also it's around making sure that you keep the things that are really significant to a community and an area. And many people obviously move to Maiden Gully because they love that open space. They love the environment that Maiden Gully has with the bush and a lot of other natural elements to it as well. So the precinct plan comes into play around some of those significant areas. And there was a social and economic study done as part of that precinct plan to work through what that growth might look like. You know, we've got Strathfield, say, Huntley and a number of other areas are all growth areas. And they're saying that Greater Bendigo will be around 200,000 by 2050.
Wow. Yep.
And so making sure that the plan for those is done in a well-organised and constructive way.
Yep.
And it's how it's funded as well. Otherwise, it falls all on back onto ratepayers. And yes, the city, as ratepayers, we will have to pay for a percentage of that. But the developer contributions is an important part of that too.
Sure.
To make sure that, you know, that infrastructure that goes in, as I said, drainage, roads, intersections, traffic lights, all those things that have to happen as movement, as people go on.
Yep.
And the community infrastructure, open space, you know, parks, sporting complex, those sort of things, because of suburbs grow, they'll need that as well.
City of Greater Bendigo Mayor Councillor Margaret O'Rourke, I believe this is our last chat for a little while due to the fact that a local council goes into caretaker mode next Tuesday.
That's right, midday on Tuesday, Daniel. So nominations opened for the council elections yesterday and they close on midday Tuesday. So anyone that's wanting to be a councillor, you know, to put their hand up to be a councillor, they need to go through the VAC onto their website and there's some requirements that need to be done and then they've got to nominate through the VAC before midday on Tuesday. Council elections will be late in October. A new council will be announced around the 13th of November, then sworn in, and then, you know, they'll go through their process as a new councillor. And so, yeah, I won't be coming on the air because in caretaker, although I'm still mayor and councillors are still councillors until the 23rd of October, we still have to work as a councillor representing our community, but we have to be very mindful in campaigning that we don't impact on other prospective councillors as well. So there's some rules that are put in place for all councils during that time. And one of those is that I won't be coming on the air to do this section. And, you know, the mayor in the new term, hopefully, will be doing that with you. So I just want to say thank you to Gold FM for the opportunity that you give, for the CEO to chat to Robbo and for me to be able to chat to you and to the listeners.
Yep.
And I really value that fact that we can have that time with the community to share some of the things that are happening in our beautiful city and beyond.
Once again, thank you for making yourself available each and every Friday afternoon for us and just, yeah, having a say in relation to letting people know exactly what's going on and hopefully we catch up soon. If not, all the best.
Thank you, Daniel. And sorry if there's been a bit of noise today. I'm actually, I've just had a meeting with one of our businesses here in town and I've in a back room at their premises here doing our call, and I just want to make sure this afternoon that I hope there's not too much noise. But isn't it good to have that noise of business happening?
Indeed.
Greater Bendigo is open for business.
Those cash registers ticking over, agree 100%. Mayor, really do appreciate your time, not only this afternoon, but everything we've done over the last couple of months, and all the best with everything in the future.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel, and thanks, everyone, for the listeners. And keep well, keep safe, and make sure that face masks, 1.5 metres and your hand hygiene. It's our new COVID normal and we hopefully we'll see some more relaxation of restrictions soon.
We'll talk very soon. City Greater Bendigo Mayor Councillor Margaret O'Rourke joining us on Gold Central Victoria.